Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
All right, time for BT and Sal football picks brought to you by Cash App.
All right, perfect parlay pick segment, week three. A close call. I celebrated in the pool thinking I had it. Broncos win. Nope, penalty flag, perfect parlay off the board, and the Broncos, in fact, lost. So we have a standings board, BT. I'm out in front with 20 points based off of the head-to-head, you know, straight up the Giants and Jets winners. Hoff is at 15, and you are at 10. We all collectively hit picking against both the locals last week. Looking to see if we can cash a perfect parlay. Two-teamer worth 25, three-teamer worth 50, four-teamer worth 100. And then, of course, the straight-up winner, Jets and Giants, each week worth 5 with no spread. BT, take it away for week three.
All right, there's the music. Let's go try to get on the board. We're going to go not one, not two. We're going to go with a little three spot here. First up, Sal's Falcons. Atlanta, -5.5 in Carolina on the road. Now, the Falcons had 6 sacks last week, and they had 11 quarterback hits. So that obviously bodes well for them. Carolina's offensive line is an absolute shambles. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Carolina allows right around 150 yards rushing per game. I know it's a small sample in two, but I think the Falcons will run it. I think they'll get to their quarterback. When they get the lead, they'll be able to keep it because they'll be able to run it. Falcons -5.5. Give me Atlanta. Lay the points inside of a touchdown. Number one. Number two, Dallas is at the Bears. I double check the weather here just to make sure, but obviously you want to make sure you're on top of that. Right now it looks okay. Over under 49.5. And I am going to take the over in this game here. Dallas, to me, I think anytime Dallas steps on the field, they're going to have a chance to get 30. So now you start to look at it and say, well, can the opposition sniff 20 or so? And I believe that Chicago can, probably more Dallas being more in the mid-30s and maybe the Bears being just short of 20. Anyway, you add it up, you do the math, it should be good to go over the 49.5, which is what it is. So I'll take the over there. And finally, I will probably lament this here, but I'm going to take the Giants and the Chiefs.
Wow.
I'm going to touch this game. You know, generally when I try not to do this too much with these picks, but when I have a good conviction during the week, even though I've been out a couple of days this week, but certainly today, I don't think that the Chiefs are going to run up I just don't think they're going to score a ton of points. I don't. I also don't think the Giants do what they did last week here, but the Giants getting 6 at home Sunday night, desperate. I mean, come on. If you can't at least cover and hang around, what the hell are we doing? So I will take the Giants at +6. In summation, Sal, Falcons -5.5 in Carolina. That's one. Number two, Dallas at Chicago, over 49 and a hook. And I will take the G-Men Big Blue +6 against Kansas City.
+6.5.
+6.5.
There you go. All right,
Hoff, even better.
What do you got us for week three? Hoff was close last week.
Oh, good song.
You almost hit your four-teamer.
Yeah, I know you said that you were very close. I was very close, too. I went into the afternoon game 3-0, so
okay.
I felt very good. And the
Chiefs.
Yeah, they let me down.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I don't like any of these games this week. I got to be honest with you. There's okay. Too many injuries. The quarterbacks are all iffy. The teams are all scrambled. This sucks, but I'm still going to do a three-teamer, okay?
He doesn't like anybody, so he chops off one team.
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
Put the house on these.
Yeah. The one game I did like a lot was the Indianapolis game at Tennessee. I know Tennessee's got a good defense, but I believe in Daniel Jones. I believe what he's doing. I believe that they will cover a -4.5 in Tennessee. I think that's a no-brainer. I think that's the most obvious choice of all the bunch on Sunday. So I'm taking Indianapolis -4.5 at Tennessee. And then I'm going Tampa Bay. BT.
Yeah.
BT.
Yes, I'm listening.
I wish this was double digits. I'd still go Tampa Bay.
Wow.
I'm going Tampa Bay -6.5. Mm. Baker Mayfield is going to light up Sauce all day long. Last week, he looked bad. I think he's going to look worse this weekend. I do. And I got to be honest with you, I like Tyrod Taylor, but I watched him too many times, even with the Giants, go to the end zone when they played Buffalo. Went to the end zone twice at the end of the first half, at the end of the second half, and come up with 0 points. I think that's kind of what he does. He's good moving the ball. They just can't score with him. So, unfortunately, I'm taking Tampa Bay -6.5 versus New York Jets. And then I'm going as well to MetLife. I too, am feeling that the Giants will keep it close. +6.5, New York Giants versus Kansas City.
Oh, God. All you guys are making me wish I went against it. I couldn't do it. All right. There you go. Hops picks week 3 in the books. I really, really would like to take the Chiefs here, but I have an issue with them. They just don't cover, period. So this is not about I'm scared of the Giants. I just can't lay that the points with the Chiefs with anybody, especially 6.5 on the road. But if I had to, I would. But I like 4 games better. I'm going with a 4-team parlay. We're going to start in Chicago, where you took the Bears last week, I think it was, BT.
I did.
And I think you had the right feel, just the wrong game. You know, they get demolished by the Lions. I don't think the Cowboys are any good. So that's my pick is I think the Bears are better than what they've played. And I don't think the Cowboys are any good. I think they were inflated by the poor Giants defense. Give me the Bears at home, where now everybody's going to put the Bears to bed. They're getting 1.5 at home. I think they win that game over Dallas. That's game number one. Game number two, give me the Eagles -3.5 at home. They haven't had the real great performance yet. The lightning and the rain got in the way that first Thursday night. They beat the Chiefs. That's a good win on the road, but it really wasn't that dominant performance from the Super Bowl champs. I expect them to roll over the Rams. Big defensive performance, big offensive performance. Maybe A.J. Brown make him happy this week. Give me the Eagles in a very comfy double-digit win over the Rams. They're laying 3.5 points for game number two. Game number three, I'm going to go to Washington, and it's no Jaden Daniels. He's out. Marcus Mariota, he's in. He stinks. Give me the Raiders on the road, +2.5. My guy Pete Carroll, I know Geno's been terrible this year, too many interceptions. They're going to run the football on Washington like the way the Giants should have been able to do it effectively. Give me Pete Carroll and the Raiders to get their second win of the season, and I'll take the 2.5 points on the road to go along with it against Washington. And game number four, give me the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Six and a half is way too many points, BT. I'm surprised you didn't take him here.
Nah, I'm trying to keep the heart out of it.
Understood.
I'm trying.
This was a winnable game to me before, you know, 2 weeks ago when I saw it on the schedule. And I think it's an even more winnable game now. Offensive line for the Bucs banged up. Even with Tyrod Taylor, I still think the Jets are going to be able to go down there, establish their run, play some solid defense. I think the Jets come away with the win, let alone cover the 6.5 points. So give me the Jets. Those are the 4 games. Jets +6.5, Raiders +2.5, Eagles -3.5, and the Bears +1.5. As for the straight up, give me the Jets. Whoa, thank you there, Dove. Give me the Jets and give me the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs went easy. I didn't have the guts to lay the 6.5, but give me the Jets and the Chiefs.
All right, I'm going to go with the Bucks, and I'm going to go with the Giants to win a nail-biter against Kansas City Sunday night.
I like it. Chance to gain some ground here between the two of us. What do you got, Hoff?
So we're all different. I am going Tampa Bay, and I'm going Kansas City. You got to show me I can win a game. No one's done it.
You have the Giants, but plus the points, Kansas City to get the win.
That's correct.
That concludes week three already and the perfect parlay pick segment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.